This is a download from the BBC. To find out more, visit bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Our colleague John Sweeney won immortality of a kind on the internet last year when, after days of being followed around by members of the controversial Church of Scientology, he did a convincing impression of an exploding tomato when pushed that bit too far. He laid into a senior Scientologist, and his rage spawned a massive debate on YouTube and elsewhere. Our correspondent lost it defending a critic of Scientology, a Florida man called Sean Lonsdale, who died recently. John remembers him as an unusual American.
The light in Clearwater, Florida, shimmers off the bayou, the sky mirrored in water. Downtown is dominated by the Superpower Building, the mecca of the Church of Scientology, which for Hollywood star parishioners like Tom Cruise and John Travolta is a force for good, but for its ex-members, an evil cult enthralled to space aliens. Clearwater is a hot contender for being the creepiest paradise on the planet. Hang out in Clearwater and you can see squads of Scientologists march to and from auditing sessions, part of the wisdom of their messiah, the late L. Ron Hubbard. A couple of years ago, you would have seen one man against the crowd, Sean Lonsdale, filming them. They filmed him. He filmed them, filming him, filming them. Some of Sean's footage is utterly surreal. The sole image, a Scientology cameraman clad in black, filming him for minutes on end. No one speaks. You get the feeling that this was a fight to the last camera battery. Clearwater got that little bit more creepy recently, with the death, the police are treating it as suicide, of Sean. When alive, a Scientology spokesman said of him, he has no redeeming value to anyone, anywhere. Well, he was a bit of a hero to me. Sean was 5'9", slight, dark hair, a wry manner which would, in the right circumstances, break into a gentle grin. Sean had been thrown out of the US Navy for clocking a lieutenant on the jaw while drunk. He did a bit of this and a bit of that, and slowly drifted down to Clearwater. A couple of years ago, he'd gone along to a council meeting about a planning dispute. The local paper reported that he fell out with a Scientologist at that meeting, was followed home that night, and the next day found a strange van parked outside his house. Suddenly, the rootless drifter had a mission in life. He challenged Scientology in its citadel. His phone would ring at weird times, and strangers would say, "We know what you do. We know who you are. Why are you doing this?" Last spring, we showed up in Clearwater, making a panorama documentary about Scientology. When we interviewed two ex-members in Clearwater, Scientology's Tommy Davis was waiting for us in our hotel at midnight with a black-clad cameraman. It had started. For the first part of the interview with Sean, we'd chosen the top of a multi-story car park deck, open to the sun, a public place, but not in anybody's way. My first question was, "You've been described as a social outcast, a menace, a fruitcake, a nutter. Why would Scientology make those kind of suggestions about you?" Sean replied, "They are trying to embarrass me. They try to paint you as crazy so that no one would listen to you." The more he talked, the more disturbing it became. "I was followed by private investigators. I was followed by several vehicles which I was later able to track back to Scientology-owned vehicles. I was threatened with death." While he was explaining how it had become very difficult for him to get a job in Clearwater, I became aware that a 4x4 with blacked-out windows had joined us on top of the car park. The interview trailed to a stop. It was like a scene from The Matrix, as a man in a beautiful suit wearing sunglasses walked over, awesomely self-confident, to mock the human stain. It was Tommy Davis, the Scientologist who is, some say, very close to Tom Cruise. He opened a folder and began to read out Sean's criminal record. He'd been caught twice having sex with men, consenting adults, some years ago. Sean smiled and said, "Now, would Scientology be able to help me with any of these problems I supposedly have?" L. Ron Hubbard once said that homosexuals should be disposed of quietly and without sorrow. Tommy ignored Sean. "Now, he does speak about this openly, of course." I cut in. "He's not an animal. Answer his question, can't you?" I'm not sure that Tommy Davis ever did. We left Sean to his one-man war, shaking our heads in awe at his doggedness. A few days later in L.A., at Scientology's sickening Industry of Death exhibition, which blames the Nazi Holocaust on psychiatry, Davis shouted at me, condemning me for mocking esteemed Hollywood stars, but giving an easy interview to convicted sexual pervert Sean Lonsdale. I lost it big time, and shouted back that Tommy wasn't there for the first part of the interview. Sean was, but now he's dead, and I, for one, mourn the loss of a brave and singular American.